some objections answered. The same objections are met by the student today. There is nothing new in the human mind. It is purely negative. It has no presence, no reality. Your leader asks you in this chapter, "Dear reader, which mind picture or externalized thought shall be real to you, the material or the spiritual?" Both you cannot have. You are bringing out your own ideal. This ideal is either temporal or eternal. Either spirit or matter is your model. If you try to have two models, then you practically have none. So we are not persons having models or other persons, but it is the Christ model, the Christ after the order of Melchizedek. The scripture reads, "For in him we live and move and have our being." You command the situation if you understand that mortal existence is a state of self-deception and not the truth of being. Mortal mind is constantly producing on mortal body the results of false opinions, and it will continue to do so until mortal error is deprived of its imaginary powers by truth, which sweeps away the gossamer web of mortal illusion. Christian Science sweeps away the gossamer web of personal sense.